Today's daf is Masechet Brachot, daf Tet Zayin. We once again are blessed with a daf jackpot. Not as exciting as Shnayim Mikra, but still with fantastic timing. At the end of today's daf, we're presented with the personal tefillot, or hiratzons, that were said by various Tanaim and Amoraim. This in and of itself should be tremendous chizik for us to use tefillah, our own tefillah, as a time to also incorporate our own hiratzons, our own wishes, our own personal prayers that we have to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Tefillah should always be a place where we can insert our own discussions and conversations with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Four of these personal tefillot actually made their way into the Siddur, the ones that I can count. If there are others, please let me know. Various places. Rebbe Zihi Ratzon, Shetzatzi Leinu, Me'azuz Panim, Me'azi Panim. That was formulated into the last of the Birkos HaShachar. And then going into Daf Yad Zayin Amud Aleph, you have Rava Zelokai Achlona Tzarti, which we say in the conclusion of Shemona Esrei and Yom Kippur, and Mar Breid Ravina's pen, the conclusion of our everyday Shemona Esrei, Lokai Netzor. These last two actually became the ending text for the Amidah, for the Shemona Esrei, the final, which we'll discuss today, became the basis for a key component of the Birkos HaChodesh, Tefillah, which we will recite this coming Shabbos in honor of the new month of Shvat. There's a general question which we'll leave for today on reciting Bakashot on Shabbat, asking requests on Shabbat, but the Hiratzon of Rav, Shatitin Lanu Chaim Aruchim, and so on, is definitely filled with requests, and is, in my experience, one of the most fervently recited tefillos on any given Shabbos and Shul. Somewhat ironic, given the controversy over reciting Bakashot on Shabbat. Be that as it may, Birkat HaChodesh, or as the Sfardim call it, Hachrazat Rosh Chodesh, is a relatively recent innovation, given that we have only been working off of a fixed calendar since Hillel's institution in the 4th century, and that's not to be confused with Hillel HaZaken of the 1st century. Not to be confused with Rav's Yiratzon, for that matter, the same is true of the other Chachamim, was not written for Birkos HaChodesh. Rav didn't say these words, he was saying this is a tefillah every single day, and not only this, Rav lived in the 2nd and 3rd century, and these tefillos were personal additions. So the fact that it was chosen must be that there was something special about this tefillah, the other tefillos that made their way into the Siddur that we have every day. The goal of Birkos HaChodesh, which may have an early source in the Yerushalmi Sanhedrin of Chaf Hei Amud Beis, and I'm grateful to Talmud Chacham here in Ranana, Rav Yogel, wrote a Sefer Sheilos HaTshuvos HaSod Siach. He has a whole tshuva on Birkos HaChodesh with many beautiful sources. He writes in there, Yerushalmi Sanhedrin Chaf Hei, that the Amoraim wouldn't daven Musaf before announcing the Molad. The Raviyah, for example, held that the Birkos HaChodesh is actually a replacement for the ancient Kiddush HaChodesh performed by the Sanhedrin Yerushalayim. Others rejected this and explained that the main purpose of the Birkos HaChodesh is to announce to the community and to remind the community, the Tzibor, that there's going to be changes in the day of Tfilos on such and such a day, Rosh Chodesh is going to come, and you're going to have to recite Yalav Yavo, and you're going to have to remember to add in Birkos HaMazon. You're not allowed to have a tainus, you're not allowed to have a fast on this day, there's an Isser Malacha for women, etc. And on Shabbos, that's why we recite Birkos HaChodesh Shabbos, that's when most of the community is gathered. Agav, we understand from here, maybe one of the reasons, on top of the main reason that's quoted, why we don't bless the month of Rosh Hashanah, the month of Tishrei, that Rosh Hashanah falls in, which is Bakesa Yom Chagein, in other words, Bakesa. Maybe another reason is why we don't bench Chodesh for Tishrei is because the day of Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh. But we're preparing for Rosh Hashanah all of Elul, and also the halachos are different Rosh Hashanah. So we don't necessarily have to remind people Rosh Hashanah is coming in the same way we have to remind people Rosh Chodesh is coming. The whole practice, by the way, is a minhag. This whole idea of Birkos HaChodesh is a minhag, including the announcement of the month and all the tefillahs that we say, but it's a powerful minhag indeed. What was so special about Rav's tefillah over all the others? Some suggest because it has the word Chaim 11 times, connected the 11 months of the year, not including Tishrei, as we mentioned, and in fact, in many Sidurim, after the Hiratzon, are the words, Bischus Tfilas Rav. So may we merit to receive the blessings of this beautiful bracha we will recite this coming Shabbos.